Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good To Be Social. And today we're going to talk about after the buzzer goes beyond the scores. Now, what exactly does that mean? Well, we'll find out. Our guest today is Bob Wallace. Bob is a 40-year veteran practitioner of sports law, 30 of those years representing three specific NFL teams. He currently chairs the sports law group of Thompson Coburn LLP, which has offices in St. Louis, Chicago, Dallas, LA, New York, and Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I am really fascinated not only by your podcast, but I'm actually really fascinated by your practice. I'm a huge NFL fan and sports fan, and you know, it must be really fun to work in that particular industry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started in that industry, and then we can dive into a little bit more about your podcast, if you don't mind.
Oh, no problem at all. So I got started in the industry when I graduated from college, played college football at Yale, and I was a backup running back. And the one thing you realize is that if you're a backup in the Ivy Leagues, you're not going to play professional football or probably any other sport. So I wanted to stay involved because sports was my love and my passion. And so I went to law school. And then I had a family friend from when I was younger who worked for the NFL. And he got me an opportunity to be a ball boy for the St. Louis Football Cardinals. Nice. And I'm a New Yorker by trade. But I spent the summer in St. Louis. Well, actually, it was in Chicago, but because they trained up in Chicago at Lake Forest. But I spent the summer as a ball boy, and I always stayed in touch with the Cardinals after that through my college and law school years. As I was graduating, I wrote a letter to Bill Bidwell, who was the owner of the St. Louis Cardinals, football Cardinals at that time, and he asked me, hey, would you be interested in being a lawyer for my team? He said, because you were a ball boy for me, and you went to Georgetown, and that's what I did. So I came out to St. Louis and I practiced in a law firm and represented the St. Louis Football Cardinals. Within a few years, I ended up doing all their player contract negotiations and stayed involved with football with NFL teams from the Cardinals with 10 years and then 5 with the Philadelphia Eagles and then 15 with the St. Louis Rams.
That is fantastic. Are you a fan of any of those teams, or are you a Jet or Giant fan? Yeah. Which is it?
No, you know, it's very funny. These days, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan.
No way. I am too. I'm a huge Dolphins fan.
My son is a scout for the Dolphins. He scouts the Midwest. So when you ask me, am I a fan of any of those teams? You're usually a fan of the one that's signing your paycheck. And now the one that's signing my son's paycheck is the Dolphins, and I'm a Dolphin fan.
I love it. Well, that is definitely something we have in common. I'm a huge Dolphins fan and have been for a long time.
The question is, are we going to be any good this year?
I think it depends on Tua's health, right? If he stays healthy, I think the sky's the limit. So
I agree with
you. All right, so let's turn our attention a little bit to your podcast. So what made you think about, you know, starting a podcast?
Well, really what made me think about it is all the sports talk show radios that you hear. And, you know, you hear a lot of misinformation. And, you know, people just giving you a superficial view, sometimes totally incorrect about contract negotiation or some of the business of sports and why people make decisions. And I thought that there were too many other resources that they weren't getting. I wanted to bring an intelligent discussion of sports issues to the forefront.
I love it. That's a great idea. Okay, so you decided you wanted to do it. Tell us a little bit about how you went about creating a podcast. Like, how did you plan out the topics? How did you figure out what kind of guests you wanted to bring in? How did you work with your firm to get it up and running?
I'll start with the latter one first. The firm has been very supportive. They do all the technical work behind it, which is record it and edit it and, you know, make it so that it can be broadcast. But the guests are my responsibility, although they've had some suggestions. We had some guests about a year ago talk about gambling. And, you know, our marketing people had really found those people. You know, I didn't know a lot about gambling. I'm not a gambler. So I thought it was a very educational podcast. But because I've been in the business for, 40 years, and I'm a member of the Sports Lawyers Association. I was able to get a lot of guests just by people that I knew. So, we've had some, really interesting guests. We had Mike Tannenbaum, who's general manager of the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. We had Josh Whitman, who was the director of athletics at Illinois University. We've had, David Cornwell, who was an attorney for NFL players. Ben Roethlisberger, when he had some issues. And now David works at LIV with Dustin Johnson. We've had Lee Steinberg on. So various people that I've known for years around the business. Herman Frazier, who was a deputy athletic director at Syracuse and an Olympic gold medal winner. So we've had some really interesting guests.
Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good to Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, when it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. So hurry now, go to the Good to Be Social website and look for the Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook. When you reach out to the guests, do you have a topic in mind that you want them to discuss, or is it something that you decide together? How does that typically work out?
Well, usually because all of them come from, kind of a specific, industry, whether they're an athletic director or a sports agent or, a professor or a commissioner. We've had, we had Doug Elgin, who was the outgoing commissioner of the Missouri Valley Conference, and Jeff Jackson, who was the incoming commissioner of the Missouri Valley Conference. So, we're kind of focusing on those kind of things, on what they do, learning from, some of their experiences, getting their take on, issues that affect the business that they're in, or the segment of the business that they're in. We had Tom McMillan on, who the head of Lead One, the association of top 150 athletic directors on. So we've had, and so we kind of focus on what they're doing, what the issues are that keep them awake at night, or that they work on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
That's excellent. So a lot of attorneys I talk to, they're sort of cautious about, creating and launching a podcast. And one of the things they worry about is that it's going to take up too much of their time. Maybe you could share with us a little bit of, what kind of things do you do to prepare and get ready for your podcast? And, how do you make time for that, seeing that you're a very busy practicing attorney?
Well, because I'm a sports lawyer, I spend a lot of time keeping abreast of what's going on in the sports world. So, I'm doing that reading anyway and trying to keep, on top of things that are going on. So that's, part of what I do. And then, when I book a guest, I read about the guest. As I said, I know a lot of them, but I read about what they're working on, some of the issues that are current in their space. I try to prepare so that I'm not fumbling around for questions. So the guests that I've had have said they've enjoyed it and they thought it was a really good interview. We try to make it not just a question and answer, a discussion. So I try to bring my experience in and, sort of push back on some things or agree with them. It depends on the way the conversation goes.
Love it. How often are you creating a podcast episode?
I don't really know. It's when I think there's a really good topic or something that's really interesting. People are really busy, so it's hard to get guests. I think one of the drawbacks that I would have is that I don't know if we have a regularly scheduled time. But I also don't know with, our podcasts have been, an hour. whether people have time to listen to an hour broadcast every month. So we've spread it out. We've, you know, I would say we do four or five a year.
Got it. Okay. And what would you say what you're trying to get out of the podcast? What was your goal, you know, when you first launched the podcast from a marketing perspective? Is it to raise awareness of your practice? Is it to enhance and foster relationships with other practitioners and other people in your industry? You know, what were the things that you were trying to accomplish when you envisioned and launched the podcast?
Yes. The answer to your question is yes to both, where I was trying to market the practice, let people know the kind of things that we work on, draw some name recognition to myself and to the firm. But I think my primary interest was in having a smart conversation about topics that people might find interesting.
I love it. So what kind of feedback have you gotten? You know, what have you heard both from your peers, others at the firm, as well as from clients and potential clients?
Well, my family loves it.
Love it.
You know, I've gotten pretty good feedback from, you know, people. Again, I think part of it, and one of the things I might do is shorten the podcast a little bit, because I think, you know, people don't have an hour to sit and listen to it. Although in some cities, you're spending an hour in your car anyway, so you can listen to it on, you know, podcast while you're driving. You know, I think, you know, we did a podcast on esports. You know, I think people see, you know, a friend of theirs or someone who they work with on the podcast. You know, we try to get a little publicity, do the social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, about those things. And the feedback has been positive. And, you know, nobody said, well, you didn't really give us anything that we couldn't get anywhere else. I think people found the content, you know, interesting.
Love it. All right, Bob. Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you're a very busy guy. But before I let you go, you know, maybe if you could give lawyers out there that are thinking about starting a podcast, you know, what advice would you give to them?
Well, I think that you raised an issue earlier that, you know, lawyers are apprehensive about doing that because, you know, you might touch on a subject that you end up, you know, being involved with later on, or a client may react in a different manner to, you know, hate that you may have on certain things. You know, just be cautious. You know, I try to, as I said, these podcasts are meant to be informative. They're not meant to be 60 minutes. I tell my guests that I'm not trying to be Mike Wallace, I'm Bob Wallace. So I'm not trying to, you know, trick you and get you to say something that would come back later. I want to have a conversation with those people. So, you know, I would tell lawyers, I think it is a good marketing tool. I think it is a way to have a good discussion about what your practice is. You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not like I'm interviewing a bunch of other lawyers that are in competitive practices with me.
Right.
Interviewing
right.
People that are needing representation, or that I represented, or that I've worked with.
I love it. All right. Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time today. It's been great to have you. Thanks. I am definitely going to listen to your podcast, especially now that I know that you're a Dolphins fan for sure.
Out and I said next week we had Maury Taharapur. She's an author. She wrote a book called How to Bring Yourself, How to Harness the Power of Connections and Negotiate Fearlessly. We had a great conversation about negotiations and strategies and negotiations. So that should be out in the next couple of weeks.
I love it. I look forward to that. So for our audience, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, just go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can also listen to some of our great past episodes. And Bob, we will make sure to have a link to your LinkedIn profile, to the firm website, and more importantly, to your podcast on the show notes, so that if people are interested, they can listen to you.